Paul, you were inducted into the Oklahoma Military Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And that was in 2008. But overall, you've received special commendation. I believe you have two Purple Hearts.
Yes.
A Silver Star.
Yes.
A Bronze Star.
Three Bronze Stars.
Three Bronze Stars.
Yeah, with V device for valor on them. Also the Presidential Unit Citation, the Combat Infantry Badge, and the French Croix de Guerre and the Belgium Croix de Guerre. I had about 17 altogether, different. Some of them are just commemorative medals. Battle of the Bulge, Battle of Normandy from the French. I got the Normandy Invasion Medal from the French.
Any of these particularly important to you?
Of course, the Silver Star is the third highest decoration that the Army had. But I think probably the Purple Heart mean more to me. Incidentally, in New York, they have the Purple Heart Hall of Fame that I got in that. Of course, anybody that got a legitimate Purple Heart could be in that, but they have to send their thing in to New York before they put you in it.
Real quick then, the Purple Hearts. The first one was for what?
July 30th in St. Denis, Lagasse. That was in France.
And what did you do there?
That was when I got shot at by the tank and blown over the wall. And the second one was in November in the Siegfried Line when I planted Bangalore torpedoes in barbed wire, running back to the hole to set the charge off, got hit by artillery then. I had a lady call me one time and she says, I wanted to thank you for fighting a clean war. And I said, ma'am, I says, what do you mean? She says, you fought a clean war and the enemy fought dirty. I says, ma'am, if we didn't get down in the dirt with the enemy and fought the same way they did, we would have lost. We would have lost. Because if we told them everything we're going to do before we did it, we're going to treat you nice. How in the hell can you do that to a guy who's determined he's going to wipe you out and you're going to say, I'm going to treat you nice? How do you do that? I don't know how you do it. Maybe somebody knows, but I feel so bad about it. So I do things, and the last two things I tell some of the kids is there's nothing more important than God, family, duty, honor, country. And you should always wear a smile on your face because it's contagious. I don't smile enough, but smiles are contagious. And another reason, it's the longest word in the dictionary because there's a whole mile between the two S's, S-M-I-L-E-S. So that's why you should smile. It's the longest word in the dictionary. And the final word I have for you, when you go home, if you doubt whether you're doing the right thing or not, look in the mirror, and only your eyes tell the story to yourself, and your eyes are going to tell you. I had a lady call me, and she's the mother of one of the kids, and she says, he came home, he looked in the mirror, and he came out, and he says, Mom, I sure been screwing up. And she said, and Mr. Ander told me to look in the mirror. He told me that I was doing wrong. My eyes told me that I should straighten up.
That's cute. I think you said earlier that there were probably 17 times when you should have lost your life.
At least. That means there was more than that because I don't know how many people had me in their sights.
That's
know?
True. That's true. Yeah. But if you ever ask yourself why you escaped all that, it was probably to come home and talk to these kids.
I've had a lot of people tell me that, and John, everybody doesn't have that gift. It's a gift in a way because...
The gift to tell and
yes,
stories, right?
Because so many of the guys who tell their stories that I've been with when we used to go in groups will only tell their story, but the kids are sitting there on edge waiting for them to tell them something about them. They're waiting to hear, well, what do you think about me? What do you think about today? What do you think about what we're doing? And the teachers tell me they want to hear this. And I keep telling the guys, you're not telling them. You're not telling them. And they say, well, but you do a good job. I said, yeah, but I don't go to every school. I can't go to every school. I'm trying to not spend too much time away from home, but I do that. And she supports me. That's the best part of it. If she didn't support me, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
So the students like when you talk to them.
Oh, yeah. I went to Webster the other day, and they had one class they were going to have me talk to. And they said, you got to stay. I said, what do you want? They said, we got to bring in all the classes. And they brought seven classes in. Finally, I said, I can't do any more. And did that at Nathan Hale the other day, too.
Well, Paul, to say thank you for all of this doesn't seem enough, but you know it comes from a sincere heart. The many generations that will be able to listen to this because of technology of today will certainly respect, and they'll say thank you for your service to your country, and how you put your life at risk and then you come home and you remain active and telling students. What a legacy to leave behind.
The VA has told me that one of the best things that I ever did was join this group and be the monitor of it for 15 years, that we could talk about our experiences, let it out, instead of keeping it all in for all those years that we did before. They said that is better for you psychology-wise than anything else you could ever do.
Thank you, Paul, so much for this.
Yeah, well, I thank you.